Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's happening, family?
What's up, everybody?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and I'm here with my other host, my co-host. Gonna let them know who you are. Y'all about to, if you hear her, you know who she is, and if you see her, you know who she is, and you about to hear some more.
Oh, yeah. My name is Angel Tanksley. I'm the wife of this handsome man, this caramel macchiato.
Just get with the shenanigans. Drink.
I am also known as Angel Lakita Moore, the series regular of A Black Lady Sketch Show Season 4, airing every Friday on HBO and HBO Max at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And last but not least, I'm known as That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel, Angel. And I got these jams out today. If you're not watching, you're missing some glorious yams out. They're not actually ready to be out, but I don't care. They're going to be out. If you are watching or listening to us for the first time, what's up? We are so glad that you're here. If you're returning back, thank you so much for being a supporter of ours. You can watch this podcast on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, or you can listen to it wherever podcasts are found. We are joined by some people that we truly care about. We have been with these people since the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
They have been rocking with us. Some were rocking with us prior to that.
Yeah, I was going to say before the pandemic.
And they are our Patreon. We call them our immediate family because me and Marcus share so much of our family, and then they share with us. These are people we pray with. These are people that we invite into our homes via virtual events. And you, too, can be a part of that immediate family by going to patreon.com/thatchickangel for the low, low of $5 a month. That's like $1.17, I think. It's less than that. It's like 31 cent a day or something like that if you break it down. Mm-hmm. So it's inexpensive. We appreciate them. So they're here watching us live and in the comments. We also have some amazing sponsors this episode that we can't wait to tell you about. Marcus, tell them who our sponsors are.
Oh, we got, y'all know we rolling with HelloFresh. We rolling with Jenny Kane. We roll with BetterHelp and Ritual. So make sure you stay tuned and listen to them. And listen, y'all got to use these promo codes and everything that we coming with, because a lot of this stuff y'all already using. And if y'all already using it, you might as well use our promo code, because that's what it is.
Yeah, we're going to give you a discount.
Yeah, we're going to give you a discount. And when you support these companies that sponsor this podcast, you help support us. And it helps us pay for lights and cameras and let Angel's legs to be out. And everything else helps pay for Victory, Bree, all of this.
Amen.
This little stand that's holding my phone up.
Come on.
Watching the, talking to the family as we record.
Yeah.
Pays for all that stuff. Yeah. So please support them.
All right.
So we going to kick this off. We kick this, we always kick this podcast off. Hey.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Oh, that was amazing.
Hey.
He was like, right.
Back to you.
Marcus forgot
on the right side.
He forgot that he was leading the podcast.
Yeah, I did. Hey, so we usually kick this podcast off every single week with one of two segments. We either do Tanksley Pride, which is one of our four sons, or all of them. We call them the Tanksley Pride, or In My Feelings. And this is when we talk about something that's got us feeling some type of way and something that's got us feeling good. We're going to kick it off with In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. Wait till I tell y'all what's got us feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, it's finally happening, you guys.
Hey.
Marcus and I toured our venue for the first stop on the Is This Gonna Cause an Argument live tour.
Yeah, we went and seen it. We walked up them steps.
Marcus walked on the stage.
Got up on that stage and got nervous. I was standing up there like, huh.
The venue is absolutely perfect for fire. What we've created.
Yeah.
Like, we have really, if you watch this podcast, you get a feel for us, but you have no idea what's about to happen during this live show.
This lad, we've been doing run-throughs, like, to make sure we got timing and everything right. And this last run-through was, it was good.
Angel
was doing a full set. I said, is this a podcast or a stand-up?
I was doing a full set. Marcus was, there was a point in time I was standing in the kitchen, and Marcus was doing his segments. And I was like, his energy was that of a performer. His jokes that he was coming up off cuff was just gut-punching. And I could not. So we're super excited because everything we plan, we have a lot of elements of that require audio visual, and not every venue has what we need. And that's one thing that we're having to find out, if we have to figure out what we need to do if those things don't work on the day.
If we could pick this venue up and take it to every city, we would, because it's perfect.
It's perfect. The only thing that, so I could tell you guys, Patreon, they got Patreons here.
Patreons right here, right now.
Yes. I didn't want to tell when I was on doing Here's the Thing, because we hadn't seen the venue yet, but it was that Saturday morning. I didn't want to tell them all the details because the people who are just a part of our Patreon aren't in the bonus episode of Here's the Thing. Right. I've said it right. So I wanted to wait to save it for you guys, our Patreon members. So our first show will be June the 11th at 8 p.m. In Los Angeles, Hollywood, California, at the Bourbon Room.
At the Bourbon Room. Y'all better pull the hell up.
It seats 250 people.
260. Better buy some goddamn tickets and fill up.
So we will be releasing.
Who in here in LA right now or anywhere close?
So that's a Sunday, first of all, which I'm glad we're doing Sunday because it's Pride Week that week. And the last event for Pride Week is like Sunday afternoon, which is the big parade. So all of that hoopla would have calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to release tickets to Patreon first.
Yeah.
And we'll have VIP tickets. We're doing a meet and greet with VIP.
All right, Kiyomi. Somebody, I'm looking for y'all's names.
Listen, I just talking about it, my stomach is rumbling. Just talking about it, my stomach is tore up. We will do a meet and greet with our VIP ahead of time. We're going to do photos with y'all. We're going to talk. We're going to chit-chat it up, okay? You'll have access to merch. You actually get some merch with your ticket as a VIP person. I don't know. What should we – I'm trying to figure out what little piece of taste can we give them that we can tell them so that, like, they understand how fun this is going to be. I think I might be able to tell them this one element.
You know, you are not good at that, Angel. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. This is all I'm going to tell y'all, because
this is just one.
This is just one element.
One little element.
And what's dope?
Just one.
This element is specifically for Patreon.
Or... Oh, mute Victory.
No, don't mute. Hold on. We got it. So, unmute. Sorry. This part.
We excited for y'all because we excited about this.
This part is only available to our Patreon. So, each show Each city. Well, we're only telling you a piece. We will be pulling two people from our Patreon. We'll be paying for those two people's tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We will pay for them to Uber to the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Because during the show, we will be doing, I will, with them, be doing a live iteration of Crafts and Cocktails with them on stage.
Absolutely.
We are only opening this up to our Patreon.
Only the Patreon.
We're going to basically pull names prior to. And so the two people we pull, that is what we're going to do, because we want to make sure that they get to the venue and from the venue safely.
Right.
Because we will be drinking on stage. We will be crafting on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kaylin said, I volunteer as tribute. That's not all, but that's all we can tell you.
That's all we're going to tell. That's all you're going to get for now, but that's not it.
That's all you're going to get. So, y'all better buy these tickets. It's what it is, okay? It's what it is. If you're not a member of Patreon and you want that possibility, you better pay them $5 before these tickets go on sale. So, Drunk and Sloppy with Angel and Tank. Yes, that's it. That's what's happening. So, again, we're just so excited. I don't even know that we're not even done with in my feelings, but
yeah, that's got us feeling great.
Great and gassy. I want to go more into how you are feeling. But I also want to tell you something else that's got me feeling great, and that is HelloFresh. HelloFresh. Sorry. We're reading a comment out of Patreon. HelloFresh is a staple in the Tanksley family in our household because we get farm fresh ingredients that are pre-portioned and seasonal recipes delivered right to our door. We actually got our new box yesterday, and I'm so excited. There is a shrimp spaghetti with a kick. That's exactly what the recipe card says. Shrimp spaghetti with a kick that I'm excited to fix for my kids. What we love about HelloFresh is that, one, we know our kids are eating real food. HelloFresh gives us things that are coming from a farm, not just a bunch of stuff that was patted up in a factory.
Mm-hmm.
So we know our kids are getting fresh produce, which is something that's really important. It's important for their growth. It's important for me and Marcus's life as we try to live as many years as
possible.
Probably
more important for us.
Yes. And also, it eliminates a lot of the food waste that we would have. When I go grocery shopping for produce, I always have really great intentions. When I buy them bags of or heads of broccoli or bags of Brussels sprouts or greens or lettuce, I have all the best intentions that I'm going to cook up something and use all of those. And then one day I look into the refrigerator and the broccoli has on a white fur coat, okay, because of all the mold that has grown on it. All the juices from the leaves. Why are the leaves juicy and brown now? Because I forgot about them. But with HelloFresh, I have just the right amount of produce for each recipe, so I don't have to worry about wasting. Also, the cost. When you want to save money, if that's on your to-do list, with the help of HelloFresh, HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping. It's about 25% cheaper than takeout. It's actually way cheaper with takeout when you look at how much we spend on takeout as a family.
Yeah.
There are just so many things that I love about it. And also, I just did this weekend. So if you're doing it here coming up, if you're hosting a get-together, check out HelloFresh Market for crowd-pleasing appetizers, snacks, sides, and more for your next gathering. And the best part, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store. So go to HelloFresh.com/argue16.
Argue16.
And use code argue16.
Argue16.
For 16 free meals plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/argue16.
Argue16.
Use code argue16.
Argue16.
For 16 free meals plus free shipping. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. So how are you? Tell me all of the feels of how you're feeling about the tour.
Hey, I'm running this episode. I'm going to tell you about all the feels about how I'm feeling about this tour. Nah, it's exciting. It's like I hit levels of excitement, and then because it's a lot of responsibility that comes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be excited about meeting y'all and being on stage and you know, like I said, meeting y'all and just seeing everybody face to face.
Yeah.
But then there's responsibility that comes with that. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, we not trying to be in the negative coming up out of this.
Right, come on. Because
these venues are expensive. You understand
me?
Expensive.
Yeah.
They want cuts. They want fees. It's like paying taxes three times just trying to rent a venue.
Yeah.
And then hoping that tickets sell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody, you know, things don't always line up the way you want.
Yeah.
It might be one of those things, you know, you notice this with age, which is going to come later on in the thing. You go grab something off the shelf when you get a certain age and it's a lot heavier than what you thought. You know what I'm saying? This tour, grabbing something off, you looking at that box like, I could get that.
Yeah.
And you forget you done put 9 cast iron skillets in that box 10 years ago. Now it's too heavy. That's where you collapse yourself.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of that going on. And then, of course, just the, like, I ain't been on nobody's stage like that before, not to actually perform. Mm-hmm. So that brings nervousness and everything.
That you so good. You're good at it.
I don't know. I saw the spot. I got all excited. Like, oh, it's going to be dope. Oh, they got a bar. Oh, they got another bar over here. Oh, leather seating. Hey, this is, yes. I went up. We sitting there talking to the manager. Yeah, yeah. And I walked up around the stage. I was like, oh.
I wouldn't have dared did that. You see, I didn't walk on stage. I wasn't doing that to myself.
I said, it's going to be, hopefully there's people sitting everywhere, but God dang, it's going to be people out there.
Listen, as long as we sell the tickets, so your nervousness is more about performing?
I don't know. I have no idea.
My nervousness I ain't been is a part not of nothing like performing.
And how many stages you been on? Exactly. You ain't about performing. Performing.
I'm not nervous about your performance. That's how much I trust how good you are. Nervous about these tickets. The tickets are not yet on sale. They should be on sale hopefully by the end of this week.
Yeah.
Because, you know, listen, we are competing for people's time.
Right.
We are competing for people's attention. We have friends that are on tour right now. Luckily, we will not be they're in.
We've been strategic. We've been in the battle room, in the war room with the map out. Who going to be in this city on this weekend? What that city got going on?
Right. Right.
Oh, they got too much going on. Jazz Festival? Nah, we ain't doing that weekend. We got to pick something. Ain't nothing going on. Nothing.
We're not only competing for people's eyeballs and attention, we're also competing for their money. Listen, we're charging for the store.
That's one thing that's got me. It's like, that's what took us so long to get Patreon.
Yeah.
We needed to prove to ourselves that we were going to deliver to people what we say we were going to deliver. And I want to make sure that's my biggest thing. Y'all see it with man shit. Y'all see it with anything that we drop. We put a lot of time and energy to make sure people getting what they pay for.
Yeah.
And this time it's us.
Right. And I'm going to tell you what, our ticket prices are not astronomical.
No.
Especially if you buy them in
$550,
advance.
You got it.
Whatever. No. I know for LA, they're only $35 for general admission in advance. So I personally don't feel like that's a whole lot. And this is not like the type of venue. I do not believe it's not like a comedy club where there's like a 2-drink minimum. Don't hold me to that just yet, but I'm almost certain. I feel like they would have mentioned that.
Yeah, we've brought that up before to not every venue, but they were like, nah, not for this. Because comedy clubs, like Angel told me, is like usually like a bar. That's where they make their money.
Yeah.
So that's why they say 2-drink minimum. But.
So we're going to be, marketing our butts off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be
y'all gonna
like
get tired of seeing these posts.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all going to be like, Angel's out here hooking. Whatever I got to do.
I'm going to be hooking on the other corner.
To sell these tickets. So I'm the part that's got me. So that's got me feeling good. What's got me feeling even better is the fact that we're going to get to meet y'all. And y'all going to get to meet Tank. He has only done the book tour. Mm-hmm. Which we didn't do meet and greets during the book tour.
That wasn't our tour.
And Kevin and Melissa weren't doing meet and greets either. It was really about supporting them in their big launch of their book. Some of y'all got to meet me in 2021 during Slightly Problematic when I was hosting Kevin's tour. So people don't really get to meet Marcus and see this lovable asshole. So I am. And I'm excited for him to get to meet you guys. Like, And see, like, Marcus knows that people love me, and I appreciate the love. But, like, even in New Orleans, where it would take people sometimes, they would see Marcus, but then they would look for me because they felt like I was the more approachable of the two. They'd be like, okay, be I like, see that big
yeah,
one.
I see you, Tank, I see you in New Orleans, but I ain't want to say nothing to you. I know my resting face does not say I'm approachable, but I am.
Yeah, so I'm excited
for him.
As long as
ain't nobody crazy.
Well, some of them are.
I had a crazy dude approach me this weekend. Hey, man, back up. That's what I had to tell
him. No, you have to be like, come closer.
Yeah,
let's
that's
get
different,
this picture.
This isn't a random thing. Some of y'all were there. Patreon went with me to the car show.
Yeah. So we do believe that everybody who purchases merch, I think this is the policy, and if I'm wrong, we'll come back on here and correct it. Everybody who purchases merch at the show, we are going to take a picture with you. Come hella high water. We might not be able to, like, converse with you because that's for the VIP ticket people, and that's why we're doing that before the show to make sure we really get a chance to, like, connect, get to know y'all, y'all can ask questions, yada, yada, yada. And then after the show, if you've purchased merchandise, we are going to try our best to make sure we take pictures with everybody. We just might not be able to, like, chop it up.
Yeah, we're trying to make that, like, a mandatory, like, no, this is happening if you get the merch. But we don't know. That's what we're pushing for.
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
Oh, y'all get to meet Victory.
Yeah.
She'll be on tour with us. So remember, she loves hugs.
Yeah. Again, we only know the LA show that's in June 11th. We don't know. We don't have any other dates yet.
The one in Indianapolis should be that Saturday of National Convention. But we don't have a venue yet. So don't hold it to me. And hold us to it. And we're strategically. That one will probably be a little bit earlier in the day because we're trying to make it during one of the events that only, like, delegates have to be at. So if you're not a voting delegate for your chapter, you would more than likely have that time free anyway. So.
Yeah. Anyhow, moving on. Mm-hmm. This is a segment we call Hot Tanksley Take.
Hot Tanksley Take.
Yeah.
That's where I give my unpopular or popular opinion. Oh, okay,
I give you something.
Angel, this is a segment. Angel usually gives me a topic, and I do a rant about that topic, whether positive or negative. Every now and then she throws me a curveball. I got to speak on something that I like in a negative way or speak on something that I dislike in a positive way. That's just every now and then. That ain't all the time. But I never know the topic, and y'all hear it for the first time with me. So what's today's?
Oh, this is hard. Oh. I want a positive rant.
Why y'all always want positive rant? I don't do positivity.
Yeah, I like to stretch you. Yeah. On Amar.
Oh, that's easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's hear about it.
Amar makes you realize how much he loves you. He does. He does. Amar, regardless of the moods that he's in, when he's a Sour Patch Kid. He definitely is. But his sweet sides are extremely sweet. And right now he's gay. He's always had a vast vocabulary, but here recently he's been using it. Mm-hmm. Like he'll start talking and he'll tell you what he's doing or what he wants you to do or what he needs from you. And he does it in the sweetest way. And it's like anytime you ask Amar for a hug, he's gonna hug you. You know what I'm saying? And he's really sweet like that. He's a sweet kid.
Give me more. That's not enough.
It ain't enough?
No.
What you want me to speak on?
More about all of his wonderful qualities. That was one quality.
One quality is he's also into cars. I love it. This boy, he recognizes everybody's vehicle in the family. Mm-hmm. He knows Victory's. He knows Kennedy's. He knows the sitter's vehicle. He knows his grandma, mine. He sees them in different colors. He'll say, look, that's blue and like mommy's. I'm like, yeah, it is a blue one. And it'd be the same exact model in years, Angels. Mm-hmm. He makes me proud. You know? Amar, he will help you if he's not busy doing something, he will. If you ask him to do something, he'll get frustrated trying to help you. He really will. And I just like how he likes to put his head on my shoulder when I pick him up.
Oh, he just put his head down. That?
Yeah. He getting a little too big now, but it's going to go a little longer.
Oh, yeah. That's your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird that your baby's getting older? Don't roll your eyes. They are the cutest in the morning. Daddy does drop-offs and most of the pickups for Amar. And so the teachers know Dad. They don't really know me. They probably think, she's some stripper.
I bet you they talk to you more than they do me.
They don't talk to you?
I don't give them a chance to most of the time. I'd be like, hey, how's it going? Good morning. All right.
They are the cutest.
Well, the one doesn't annoy me, so I don't be talking to her that much.
They be holding hands.
Yeah.
Walking out the house.
Yeah. Now, the oldest lady. Oh, I thought you were talking about the ladies.
Oh, yeah. No, the oldest.
The oldest lady. She's great.
Yeah.
But them other two.
Marvin?
Actually, just the one. The other two I don't have a problem with. But, yeah, I usually hold his hand walking out.
Daddy does all of the things in the morning. He gives Mar a bath. He lotions him up. Does his hair. He gets him dressed. He be like, all right, come downstairs, eat cereal. And then he turns on Sunny Bunnies for him.
Mm-hmm.
And makes his little lunch, and then they walk out. Is it weird doing that? Like, you didn't get to do that with any of your other kids.
No, it ain't weird. No.
You like it?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, you know the thing that frustrates me.
What?
Them damn socks. That be the most irritating thing of my morning, getting him ready, is trying to find socks.
Do y'all have, like, a morning thing that's, like, between you two?
What do you mean?
Like, something that is y'all's, like, for instance, when I used to do all of his, most of his pickups from his old daycare, he knew that I was going to close the door and then open it really fast and tickle him. Like, he knew that was going to happen over and over again. Do you all have something that is just y'all's?
It'd be random stuff. He'll, like, does he have the rag from you when you give him a bath?
No.
Yeah, he has the rag from me. He always sits on it. Usually, I put him in the tub, and usually by morning, he knows he got on a diaper, so he'll just pee. But if he's in underwear, he would get up and go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I always put him in the tub, and I'd be like, be right back. That's when I go get his clothes, and usually he just sits in there in the tub and plays in the water and stuff. A lot of times, I'll throw the rag in there. So I come back, and he'll just be sitting there looking all mischievous. I'm like, what did I do with that rag? And he just starts giggling. Because then when I go get him, I'm like, give me the rag. And I'm like throwing him around in the water.
I know he does it.
But yeah, that's one thing we do.
Oh, that's cute. Y'all are so cute together. He be listening to you.
He do be listening. That's he stayed with his granny, well, just one day, just one night.
One night, and then he spent the day over there with his twin brothers yesterday.
And that be the usually we got to he probably won't be retrained until like Wednesday because he comes over from over there and he's just no good.
He did something I told Marcus, it was the sweetest thing, and I was like, oh man, he really really loves his grandma. Me and my mother are sitting at her table talking. Amar walks up to her and she's just got her arms down by her side. He takes both of his arms and wraps them around one of her arms and then just puts his head on her arm. Like, he's just holding her arm. Didn't want anything. He just wanted to connect with her in that way. And I was like, oh, he really, like, that's his boo thing. And when I tried to tell him he was leaving with me, you would have thought I was a kidnapper. You would have thought Amber Alert. He was like, I dare you take
how
me
you
up
think
out
it
of here.
Was when I went to go pick him up.
That's why I had
for real,
you pick
for real.
Him up. That's why I had you get him because I wasn't dealing with it.
Yeah, he knew I didn't care. By the time I buckled him in, he was already done crying. He was just sitting back there not saying nothing, just mad.
He was like, one day, one day, you all will not be able to get me. But yeah, they are two peas in a pod with their same hairdo, their little short afros. Oh, well, let me tell you something about living the fabulous life. You can do that with Jenny Kane. I wish we would have wore him today. We actually have two products. We have actually four products of Jenny Kane's in our house that we really, really love. before this time of working with Jenny Kane, we have this gorgeous, gorgeous blanket from one of their collections, as well as, this might sound crazy, they had some hand sanitizer. It was like lavender. It smells so good, I wanted to spray it on me. Obviously, I didn't spray it on me like perfume, but it did have such a great scent. And this time through, we got I got some beautiful black slip-ons, and Marcus got, what type of sweater?
It's a fisherman's, I think it's called fisherman sweater.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's literally like the kind of sweater you would see the guys on the ships wearing, like, you know, the first mate, but it fits really good. It's really soft material.
So with Jenny Kane, you know that you are getting just beautiful quality products, okay? Summer is approaching, and Jenny Kane embodies the California dream. Have you seen their site? Like, if you haven't seen their site, you should go to their site. It's the most aesthetically pleasing and minimalist haven for apparel. No matter the season, their dresses are the it item, and you will get compliments. Their Riviera slip dress is the definition of luxury, and the Cove dress is effortlessly to style. You can just feel the difference. Jenny Kane is known for their luxuriously lightweight, perfect for any season sweaters, from their classic cotton cocoon cardigan and their luxe cotton fisherman sweater, or the best-selling Chloe crewneck. These are core pieces you can dress up or down all season long. Their cotton sweaters pair perfectly with weekends or work days and look so put together, layered or worn solo. And if you haven't tried their iconic leather knot sandals, those are the sandals I got, you haven't truly felt comfort. Leather gives them such a elevated touch, and they work well with everything. They're the only shoe you'll need to reach for spring or summer. Jenny Kane believes in one thing, the art of simplicity, and with a focus on comfort and quality, timeless design, Jenny Kane makes pieces that truly never go out of style. Simple, stylish, and comfortable, and chic, Jenny Kane is the modern minimalistic style that makes you feel as good as you look. Work, errands, or a night out on the town, Jenny Kane is our go-to for easy everyday outfitting. Whether it's a gift or for you or the woman in your life, Jenny Kane will not disappoint. Let me tell you, Jenny Kane is a luxury, okay? The period. And there are certain things that I wear when I have in my wardrobe that I know elevate me to a place where I look like money. There's just no other way to put it. Jenny Kane is that for me. So find your forever pieces at JennyKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code ARGUE at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at JennyKane.com. Promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Mamas, this is your month. You deserve this. We also have one more sponsor I want to tell y'all about, and we are so glad that BetterHelp is a sponsor of today's episode. Y'all know we've worked with BetterHelp many a time, and we are grateful to work with them yet again. Give me one second. So, it's easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about what you need for yourself, especially as a mother. I got four kids that are still very much so dependent upon me, and a lot of times will walk right past their father to try to get that from me instead of it being more of a shared load. And then not only that, I have my friends, I have my husband. There's so many people that I am focused on their needs that, like, I have to be intentional about redirecting it to myself. But when we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burnt out. Therapy can give you the tools to find a more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Now, y'all know I'm in therapy, and one of the things that me and my therapist talked about at the top of this year is how to refill my cup. Part of my purpose is to bring joy to the world, and I try to do that daily in my content. I try to do it even in the lives of the people that I know personally. One of the ways that I fill my cup is by hosting people in my home, by having the people I love near me for us to just relax and be in each other's presence. So this past Friday, I decided to be intentional, and I invited people over. People were at our house until 3 a.m. I felt so full. It just how much I was able to achieve a need that I had for myself. And I had put that off to the back burner for so long that I felt myself not being able to refill as quickly. I was feeling very depleted. So I'm so glad that talking to my therapist, I was able to hone in on what the thing was that I needed so that I could be intentional about refilling my cup and looking at my needs. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue. All right, real quick, I want to say what's up to Juan. It says he just joined Patreon. He's in here with the family.
What's up, Juan?
Absolutely. And Lady Taylor says she's going to have a commercial on. This is going to cause an argument.
Well, come on.
She's
going
to speak it into existence.
I'm here for it.
Speaking it into existence, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, moving on. Main topic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As y'all know, we over here in the 40s. You understand what I'm saying? And we'll still be performing well after our 40s. I don't know. Some of y'all done seen this. Our homeboy Genuine performing on stage. Can't really clearly see what he was trying to do. It looked like he was trying to leap from one stage to the other. And his knees was like, nah. Not today.
Not today.
Anyway, so today's topic, we're going to be talking about what do we feel like we're too old to do? Mm-hmm. Like things that we used to do is like, I don't really do that no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Physically, what are we too old to do?
Well, I think Genuine showed me, shined a light on, this is the reason why it became a topic, is I no longer am willing to take risk with my body.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in Genuine's mind, there was no reason why. That wasn't a huge jump. It was like a jump down onto a small platform. I don't know if he didn't realize, like, his butt weighed more. Because that's what, if it looked like his butt wouldn't, he didn't have the strength in his knees or his quads to, or his hams to, like, stand back up after he planted his feet. And I, you know, it's so funny how the mind does not catch up to.
Sometimes it takes a mind. It takes one incident for you to realize. Now that's like etched in your mind.
Yes.
like I can tell you what Genuine has never done. He ain't done, never done. He ain't done it recently. If you walking down a flight of steps, jump down the last two. That's going to let you know real quick where you are in life. I used to come downstairs. The last six, I ain't touching them. Jump. Ha. Wow. Take off running.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I were to jump down the last two right now, I'm going to be good. But that recovery from landing and standing back up going to be a lot longer than what it used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't go down there. Are you doing a standstill squat? No, I'm still standing back up. I'm
still trying to straighten my legs.
You know,
legs.
If you could hear, if it was mechanical, it'd be like, back in the day, boom, whoop, do, take off.
Yeah.
Then it's like, boom. And then you're just taking off no more. Now, that's what he ain't done. Now he's out here on stage. You know, the areas, but things look bigger in bigger environments.
And you things got the energy easier. From the people.
Oh, yeah. People give you, let me tell you what I'm not doing when we go on tour.
What you ain't doing?
My feet ain't leaving the ground.
Listen, y'all can convince him. Let me tell you what my husband doesn't understand the power of people gassing you up.
All right. Well, if they do, y'all going to see a real good show. Y'all gas me up. I'm gonna do something foolish that I know I can't do in real life. But y'all over here gassing me.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be like, hold on, we're gonna take a quick break. Everybody just relax. The show will continue momentarily. That's what Genuine ain't done. That's what happened. You know, yeah. They gassed him up. They done put gas in that tank, realized you a Corolla now. You are no longer
He's
a sports
an
car.
Old school car.
Yeah,
the
you
one
old school.
That you gotta slowly when you crank over.
When you can, yeah.
Yes.
That's an old school car. You gotta start slowing down a lot longer before the stoplight. Then you do something brand new. You know what I'm saying? That old school carrying some weight. You let out the gas 300 yards back to start slowing down.
Yeah.
Them new cars, Tesla, you can stop at the light.
Right.
No. Old school got to stop, start stopping way back there. You got to stay on the brake long enough till you feel your brakes getting hot. Let up. Right. Let them brakes cool off and then apply the brake again.
Right. You got to be strategic. Also dealing with that genuine issue, something that I am too old for, is saving anyone else. Everybody was like, that interpreter didn't even try to help him.
That interpreter was there to interpret. He just failed. That's all that interpreter was there to do.
I can't save you. The only people I can risk my life for are my kids and my mother. That's it. Everybody else, you are on your own. I can't risk saving you because I might be the one
in
better pain.
Now we both.
And more pain. Yeah.
Messed up.
Like,
I'd rather come visit you and not be sitting beside you in the hospital. That's what it is.
We about to be roommates because I tried to keep you from falling.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to check on you and make sure you're alive. But I'm not about to try to cushion your fall.
Bringing flowers in there to you, some candies, sign your cast. What I look like getting cast up with you?
Yes, I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. And then this is the last thing for me from Elgin's fall. Go ahead.
Is that his name, Elgin?
Listen,
that alone should let him know.
It's
because you, Elgin, over 40, you are 60. You hear me?
Come on, that's
Mr.
why
Elgin.
That's why he's genuine. I don't think nobody probably called him by his real name. The other thing that happened in the video that was probably the funniest thing to me, more than the fall, is genuine got up, right? And he walked back into the audience, did his like, yeah, and bit his lip. And then you like, hey, yeah. I'm too old to play shit off. If I have fallen, I'm staying down to take an assessment of the situation. There is no more pride, okay? There is no more. I'm going to lay there and be like, hold on. See, I'm going to stop the music. Let's make sure I'm okay. He, on the other hand, was like, nah, I'm still sexy, genuine in a white outfit. I'm going to be still on that floor until someone can tell me if I move, it won't be worse.
Let me tell you, yeah, that'd be the thing. When you were a certain age, you fall.
Yes.
You lay there and assess things before you start moving.
Right.
What's twisted the wrong way that ain't registered yet?
I need to sit here and think about this.
here's another age thing. You on the floor. You getting up, you ain't getting up front. You got to roll over on all fours. Use your head.
Yeah.
You used to get up and not touch nothing.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm grabbing anything near me.
That's why I can't be near you, because you'd be to drag me down.
Come here, girl. Lift me up.
Oh, no.
But this is where karma came back and got me. Back in the day, younger, I picked up on this. We was like teenagers. I think it was at a football game or something, walking.
Mm-hmm.
We was walking this way. It was a group of girls walking the other. And we noticed that the girls was looking at us. So we walking, looking at them. We ain't paying attention to where we walking. I trip. So back then, anytime I tripped in public, I would just extremely exaggerate it.
Uh-huh.
Like, just to make it funny. I'm already tripped. You already going to laugh.
Right.
Let me go ahead and just get the laugh from you. So I would trip, make it, exaggerate, fall, roll, go over, knock something over. Oh, you know? Uh-huh. Man, if I trip and you see me do that, that is not a bit.
You're like, is this
what's
really
happening? I tried to catch myself. This 250, this 250.
Yeah.
Look, if I don't stop it immediately, that means if I'm still going, that means I tried a long time ago to stop this. That's what Genuine needs. He jumped on that wall and he was like, nah, I'm going this way. Everything said, nah, you ain't.
No.
Put him down into the depths of hell.
It looked like he fell into the sunken place.
Yeah, come here. It's like a Mortal Kombat move.
Yes.
Got sucked into hell.
Oh. Oh, yeah. No, falling is not something that I can afford to do.
Yeah.
It's really not. I really am worried about falling. I was going to wear these cute heels to Brisha's birthday. They are too hard. They've always been hard for me to walk in. They're like probably 6-inch heels, but they went with the dress perfectly. And I was like, all I had to do, I had car service, so all I was going to have to do was walk from the curb into the restaurant and sit down. And I was like, I really don't think this is possible because I could see one of my ankles going in another direction. And I would have still, I got there before Brisha. I would have still been on the ground when Brisha arrived 10 minutes later.
Come here.
Come get me, girl. Happy birthday. I'm going to have Vinny take me back home because that ruins your whole day. Like, yeah. I can't afford to do that.
Yeah, it didn't set with me until we had one of the kids' birthday party, the jump place. Remember the trampoline place? And you slid into that net wall. We were at this trampoline place.
Slide, I flew.
Well, you hit the trampoline at least twice before you made contact with that net wall.
Oh, it was terrible. But go ahead and tell your story.
Anyway, I didn't realize, I think that was the first time I realized, like, oh, I'm getting older. I was on this trampoline and I'm getting hyped, jumping. And by that second jump, I'm in the air and I'm like, I don't feel safe. I was so scared. I said, that's the end of that.
Yeah, because he was getting up high.
I mean, them trampoline
it looked like
spots,
you went up 20 feet for real.
It felt like 60. Like, I was up in the air. It's like, there's nothing preventing me from falling the wrong way.
Yeah. At all. And not only that, at that same time, I decided to do this little fun little challenge of seeing if I could jump from every square in one.
Because I did
jump.
That once. I was like,
so you kind of look like a Super Mario brother because that's you just be hopping around. So every square, one jump, and you go across. Well, at some point in time, I went from jumping straight up to my body, just tilting, just ever so. I went from being at a 90-degree angle with each of the trampolines to being at more of like a 70. So now my jumps are propelling me forward instead of just up.
And it only exaggerates every time you jump.
Every time I jump, the 70, angle is going 60, lower and lower.
45.
And I have to forewarn everyone because I was like, I can't stop myself. Like, centrifugal gravity.
All the forces.
All of the forces were like, this is over with. And I remember because I had just booked a series regular role on a different show, and I thought they're about to take me out of my contract because I'm about to break my neck in here. So I literally had to throw myself further into the ground because I was like, the only thing that's going to stop me is the floor.
I just remember seeing this, and Angel was steadily picking up speed.
Yeah, it was going faster and faster and faster. It was so scary.
To eventually, she was completely horizontal.
Yes,
like parallel with the ground.
Superman
going into and found. Luckily, there was a net there to separate the two sections. I'm glad it was a net, not a wall.
Yeah, oh, my God. If it was a wall, I would have lost all my teeth.
Angel went crashing into this corner that it was like the trampoline and then a net. It was like a corner, like where the wall meets the floor.
Yeah.
But it was a trampoline and net, and she crashed into that. It looked like all collarbone. Just that's what she landed on.
It was so terrible. So now when my kids go to the trampoline park, I won't get on the trampoline. There's nothing that you can convince me to do that requires me to go up that high and then allow my knees and my ankles to be the shock absorbers of it. I can't do it. Somebody asked if I made it up the rock climbing wall. No, I didn't. Those little grips.
Yeah, that's them little grips. I don't care how strong your hands are. There's nothing. Y'all was on the expert level too.
I did. One of the one that Melissa got up further on was the easy level. The problem is I have fake nails.
Mm-hmm.
The grips don't really allow you to use the side of your fingers. And I'd be danged if I rip off my real nail beds to try to lift 213.6 off the ground.
No,
I used to be good at those.
I've done those a few times, and every time, I don't know if my hands are weak or it's the size of my hands, but trying to grab those things, it's like, it's all fingertip. I'm like, I can't hold myself, even if it's like my feet is planted, still trying to hold her. I'm like, dude, how am I supposed to hold on to this? That's not possible.
Yeah, so if there's ever a thing of where it's like, oh, the animals are trying to get us, we've got to climb up this rock formation. I'm going to
not the simulate. I think we got a lot better luck on actual nature, but I ain't crawling up no wall. I'm fighting an animal.
No, I'm going to run full speed ahead into the rock to kind of knock myself out so that I'm not alive when they eat me. Like, ain't no point. I'm not going to fight just so I can lose and die anyways. I'm dying.
So my National Geographic will kick in. Most animals, predators, if you charge at them, they won't attack. That's my theory anyway.
I love that. As you all build up speed.
Yeah, it's like, you're still coming to me.
You good and dead. I'll be like, well, that saved me
some. I wouldn't
some
try with a bear, but like cats and stuff, I'd try to charge it. Because I ain't outrunning it. I know that.
Listen, you remember that one video where that man was on a walk, I think, on Runyon, and it was like a...
The mountain lion?
Yeah, and it was doing its claws like that.
Yeah.
So you would want to...
Well, that one you could see wasn't trying to chase him.
What was it trying to do?
You could tell it was like protecting, like it had to have like a cubs or something in the area. Because he turned around and was like back, scooting back, and it just kept going back. But yeah, I don't know. You can't outrun it. I can promise you that.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I can't. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing any of it. I'm too old.
Adrian,
I'm also too old to be uncomfortable on purpose. What do I mean by that? I remember my girlfriend was moving from one state to another, but her stuff had already left to go to the other state. She had to finish a contract out in this one state. And I was like, wait a minute, is your beer gone? She said, yeah. I said, so what you been, your beer been gone for what, 2 weeks? She's like, yeah. I said, well, what have you been sleeping on? She was like, oh girl, this air mattress. She was like, but it don't work. It started to deflate. And I said, wait. She wasn't 40. Yes, she was 39. But I was like, you're basically 40. Our bodies.
Plug it back in. I had to plug mine in earlier. Is it out? I don't know. Can y'all hear Angel?
Hello? Testing. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I was like, absolutely not. I was like, get a hotel room. Our bodies are not meant to be on no plastic bubble for over 2 weeks. I was like, you might as well get in your coffin because, like, your body is not going to recover from that. You're going to be sore for the next 2 months trying to get over. The fact that I still don't have my voice back from that whole pineapple and me getting sick, my voice is still fatigued. I get it for the top of the day. I lose it by the end of the day. And I know it's from that. It's not from anything else, but my body takes longer to heal. So being uncomfortable is not so now. Praise God that the Lord increased my coffers as I got older. So now I can spend the extra money that I didn't have before where I had to just whatever I could afford is something I could get. So it'd be like, oh, well, you're about to be in the seat at the back of the plane that don't recline and your knees are going to be up by your titties. I now have a little bit extra money to be like, no, if I could be in Comfort Plus so that I can actually spread out my feet, put my stuff under the seat, because the tour taught me that with Kevin and them.
Yeah. Your whole thought process on flying completely changed.
Because I couldn't. My body was not readjusting fast enough. I was like, I am in pain for the rest of the day.
And, you know, that was me. I'm just like, because I've been dealing with that for a minute, just, setting in places where I don't have enough leg room. Mm-hmm. And it getting excruciating over time. Like, got to stand up.
Yeah.
Legs not being able to move, got to stay in that position. So, when I can, I'm like, no, I need that leg room.
What else is you too old for, baby?
What else am I too old for? Mm-hmm. Physically?
Anything.
It's a whole lot I'm too old for now. Crowds. Mm-hmm. I don't like crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Like big crowds of people, and like I don't like it. This came long before I got to 40, 41.
Uh-huh.
Like going to clubs and stuff and being in cramped up places, stuff like that. I stopped liking that a long time ago.
What is it about it?
It's not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there, and the pandemic did not help.
Mm-mm.
But people all up in your space, too much can go wrong. You know, I got some experience on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's too much, too many, what's it called? Too much room for error.
Yeah.
When you're in large crowds. But two, it's just like, I don't want to be in a space where I don't have my own space. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I can't do that. I feel like it's definitely an age thing, but on top of that, there's something I stopped liking a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. I think the other thing I don't have time for is foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is I was already – No. You used to have to prove to me multiple times that you were a dick for me to be like, I probably shouldn't fool with you. Now, nope, show it to me one good time. And I'm out. It's not that I'm not a forgiving person, so I don't want to seem that way, or a judgmental person. But I do think when it comes to us aging, getting older, getting closer to 40, we should also hold ourselves to a standard of, we know better, we do better. Mm-hmm. Like when people are younger, you be like, okay, there's just some life lessons they have not learned. But once we are of a older age, if you are acting a goddang on fool, mm-hmm. I'm going to let you be a fool by yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not about to entertain your foolishness.
Yeah.
I'm not about to, like, invest any of my time into your mess. It's just not something that's going to happen. And I think I had a lot of energy for fools before.
Oh, you definitely did. You had not. You just had patience.
Yeah.
Because I did not have that patience. There's been people that we've been around, and every now and then there's a few of these people that we still come in contact with, not by choice, but it's just like, just happen to be in the same place. I won't even speak to these people.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, we all know the same people. And it's like, Angel still has the patience enough to like hold a conversation. I don't look that direction. I stay complete, because it's like, it's complete foolishness. There's nobody close to my age in either direction that should act certain ways or carry themselves certain ways or just keep commotion and stuff going. I'm like, nah, I'm so far from dealing with stuff like that. To me, it doesn't even exist anymore. I don't see it. I don't see those people. I don't see their energy.
Yeah,
I don't hear their conversation. I completely act like they don't exist, because I'm like, I'm not even going to give it the energy to ignore it. This is beyond ignoring it. Can't ignore something you don't even know exists. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. No, it is.
I mean, one time I was like, you still holding him? Y'all go and get something to drink. I can go get some. Like, I completely, like, just blanket off altogether. It was like
no, truly. I've had people who were, like, near and dear to me, and after a couple of events with them and seeing, oh, you just want to act a fool. This is not cute. We not college girls no more.
Yeah.
We are grown. I'm not saying that people can't still be youthful and have a lot of life to them, but when I say foolishness, I
be
mean
getting
foolishness.
Youthful. I act a fool sometimes.
Yeah,
I like being goofy. But foolishness meaning like toxicity, childishness, yeah, just like, come on, we not doing that.
I do not have time for it anymore.
We got kids in school. What I look like? somebody, I can answer this now. Somebody said, embrace the gray or nah. I think it was supposed to be a tasting with,
Oh, well, we get to that.
Oh,
we have an audience question.
Oh, okay. Me. All right. I was going to say, I could talk about that now, being that we talk about age.
No, what else don't you have time for?
What else don't I have time for is, it's a lot I don't have time for. I don't have, well, you kind of took it with that last one.
Oh, yeah.
Like just with the foolishness and stuff. I don't have for fighting.
Okay, there we go. Let's get
I don't
it.
Have to, if I'm in a situation to where it may come to blows, I started talking myself out of physical things a long time ago.
Physical altercations.
Yeah, physical altercations a long time ago because I realized how bad things can get, especially once I had kids. It's like there's no fair fighting once I had kids.
Right.
There's like, this ain't going to be all right, you had enough. No, you might try to do something to me. I have a family to take care of. I am going to try to end you.
Right.
And it's not going to be, I'm the victor. It's like, no, it's going to be me in handcuffs because you no longer are drawing breath.
Yeah.
So I realized that I had that mindset shortly after having little Marcus, but definitely once the twins came along, I realized I had that mindset. And I'm like, so it's been situations where I've been in, and I'm like, you know what, let me just
remove myself.
Now, it has been, y'all don't know me, I've been in situations where I will say something to people or, you know, things get the better of me. I'm like, look, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where it could have gone that way, but at the same time, it's just like, I'm never somebody that goes looking for any type of physical altercation. Mm-hmm. That's something, because I have that mindset of, I have a family, I have a lot to live for.
Yeah.
Say, yo, you know, don't mess with them, they ain't got nothing to lose. Well, I got a lot to lose.
Yeah.
And I think that's more dangerous than not having anything to lose.
Right.
But two, ain't nobody trying to tussle. Like, you know how tired it, you know how draining it is to use your entire body? Look, I've been in fights. I talked, this is dude, he was one of the contractors we was using at work.
Uh-huh.
And he came in one day, and his face, you could tell something was going on with his face, really couldn't tell, but his knuckles and stuff was bruised up, and I said, man, what's going on? He's like, oh, man, I was out at this bar. And this dude was older than me. I was probably in my late 30s. Mm-hmm. Mid to late 30s. And he was older than me. He was probably at the time, probably about the age I am now. He said they was out of the bar, and his cousin got drunk and started getting into it with this other guy. So he goes over to break it up. Didn't go well. They get into a fight. He said, we are way too old to be fighting. He said, so we're sitting there grabbing each other, punches being thrown and stuff. We're all falling around and sadly. He said, I'm holding one of the guys and he's got me. And we see the other people in the same situation. It's like, all right, everybody just stop. And y'all had enough? Like, they negotiating the peace treaty. It's like, all right, that's enough. Let's just, ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody. Because
that stuff like lingers. Like those bruises. Of course. Back when I was younger, you know, bruises and stuff, like you get into a little battle or something. Bruises and stuff, they linger for maybe a week and a half, maybe two. that stuff, it'd be 3 months later. Like, man, that food got me real good right here in the kidneys.
Listen, don't even get hit, just hitting.
Yeah.
Your body is like, well, you ain't using me for a month.
Yeah.
I used to not be afraid of like to be around. Men did not intimidate me. Like a man, like I think I mentioned this, I took rape aggression defense class. I took classes to be able to defend myself. So it would be very hard for a man to intimidate me of doing something physically to me, mm-hmm. because I am not that easy of a person to get into submission. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it's going to take multiple dudes, right? I'm past that age. I now make sure I'm not in a place where I feel unsafe and that I need to defend myself in. Because if you push me on the ground, that's all you need to do.
Turtle on the back.
That's all you got to do. Get me on the ground and listen, I'm going to keep kicking, but I'm not going to be able to get up and get away. So unless I kick you unconscious... You got me. You got me. You know what else has got me? Right is ritual, okay? Because the limits does not exist. And you know what else doesn't exist? The perfect diet. Like, I know we're all, as we get ready for summer, we're trying to, you know, fuel our bodies with all the amazing good stuff, the vegetables, the fruits, the proteins, the carbohydrates. Regardless, though, you're going to be having gaps in your diet. There's no way to get every nutrient in your diet every day 100% of the time. You know why? Because our soil is depleted. I'm sorry, I'm going to go into the science of it because I love it. Our soil is depleted because we're growing plants at the wrong season because of mass production. So we're growing strawberries when it's not strawberry season. We're growing greens when it's not green season.
And them cherries,
which I love. So the food does not actually have the same type of nutrients as it did back when our great-great-grandparents were alive. So that's why multivitamins were created. And there is a multivitamin that Ritual created that will help you focus on what's important, like filling key nutrient gaps, to support foundational health. That sentence beat the bricks off of me. So let me tell you what I like about Ritual's essentials for women 18 plus. Essential for women 18 plus. I love a couple of things. Again, we're going to go a little bit into the science of it. Ritual gives you two capsules that you can take. They're like beadlets and oil. But what I love about it is that they are delayed released. So what that means is The way these multivitamins and these capsules are built, it allows the multivitamin to make it down to your intestines where the best absorption happens when it comes to nutrients. A lot of people or a lot of like vitamin companies, they make these vitamins that dissolve in your stomach. That is not where you absorb nutrients at all. You absorb it when it gets to your intestines. So what does this tell me? If I'm taking the time to actually remember to take my multivitamin, I'm actually getting to use what I'm taking versus you just didn't have me take some mess that I'm not even going to get the benefit of using. The other thing I like about it, again, kind of science-backed, is that they're not using a bunch of fillers that my body doesn't even understand. So what I mean by that is that if you are putting junk into your vitamins, the body don't know what to do with it, so it thinks it's waste. However, if you're giving me stuff that is my body can understand, that is in a really good form, my body can use it. It'll be like, oh, is that vitamin D? Give me that. Oh, is that calcium? Give me that. Is that, you know, whatever the vitamin may be. So a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with high quality, traceable key ingredients in clean bioavailable forms. That's what I was referring to. It's bioavailable. With 9 key nutrients in 2 capsules per day, their unique bead-lidded oil is even patented. And a minty essence in every bottle keeps things fresh and helps make taking your multivitamins every day actually enjoyable. Instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. Great news. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during their first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today.
All right, so yeah, fighting's out. What else? What you got?
That's it.
That's it.
We can go. All right.
Well, what is it? Oh, moving on. I can't remember the name of it. Moving on. This is the segment we call Tank Our Advice. Hey, ho, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where we take a audience question and we give our advice on it.
We sure do. We've got a couple that came in today. We'll choose. We got 3. One comes from Kalia. She says, at what point are you too old for job hopping? I left a career after 12 years, and I'm working to figure out exactly what I enjoy doing now. Does passion have to be a moneymaker? Aaliyah, I always mess up your name, but I see your name all the time. I apologize. Do you do anything to lessen the creep of old age and keep yourself in great shape mentally or physically? And then the last possible question is from Jabrit Knit. She says, to embrace the gray or nah? I've been having silver since late teens, so really I'm bothered for myself, just wondering how we feel. Which one you like
it? It don't matter.
Give your answer a question, and I'll answer the other.
Okay. I'll do the gray one. I think I got the most gray on here. Mm-hmm. Me, I don't mind the gray as long as it's coming in uniform. Like, I started off, and I had, like, a streak on the right side of my beard, and I didn't mind that. But now it's, like, peppering up on the sides. I snip those individually because mm-hmm. it looks, to me, when it's speckled like it, I don't like how it looks on me. I don't like that at all. So I be cutting them out. Mm-hmm. But if it just comes in full, like if it was just all the front, I wouldn't mind that at all. But people, you know, some people dye. I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, a lot of these dudes be out here just doing like the, Told Angel, it's like void. It looks like an atmospheric void. It's so black.
The hair be
like,
so black.
Your hair was never that black. Like, my hair is not black. It's actually, like, a dark, dark brown.
Most people's are.
Yeah, most people's, like, dark, dark brown. But they're using, like, jet black to dye. And it's just like, that. What's going on with your, with the this void of atmosphere and anything? Like, it don't reflect no light whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But, no, if you if you got the streaks, if you want to dye it. If not, embrace it. Have one of our friend's moms. Her hair is silver.
So beautiful.
Like it comes out of her scalp that way and has for a really long time.
Since her 20s, I think.
Yeah, since her 20s. Really pretty. Me, I don't know if like you married, dating, whatever. I love the few grays that Angel got.
All three of them. Oh, I got a fourth one that comes out of my eyebrow.
You got a unicorn horn.
My unicorn horn. That's cute. So Marcus embraces his. I don't really have enough to care. So, and I don't know if I ever will, based off of looking at my mother and my grandfather. Now, my maternal grandmother had a lot of grays, but I would have started having those already. So yeah, I think I'll be looking like
if this gets too out of control on the size of just peppered in, I'll probably die.
Just the sides?
Yeah. Because this, I mean, y'all know I got this. Who am I kidding?
I will answer the question about job hopping. You know, I think it all depends on your goals.
Mm-hmm.
We have been sold of what success looks like, and a lot of people having a stable career that you have climbed through the ranks is what's considered success. However, if you're not really interested in that, then that is not going to be success to you. So I think we always have to weigh our responsibilities. And if you are able to take care of your responsibilities, and if you're in a marriage and your spouse is supportive of your hopping, then hop along.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be married to no company. I don't think passion has to be connected
to
money.
I
think, again, if it can be, that's great. But sometimes money can take the passion out of something. You know, like I've gotten back to enjoying vlogging because haven't watched what the numbers are on our vlogs in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing that was pulling the passion out of me, because I was like, no, why am I doing this? If ain't nobody watching it, if we not going to make money to be able to pay our bills. Well, luckily, I have other things that do well for us financially, so I can go back to vlogging out of the fun and passion for it, of being able to share my life and being able to give a point of view of a healthy marriage and a healthy family that is not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're ever too old. I feel bad for people who feel like they're too old to be happy.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, it's like it's that fear of, or that comfortability of, like, you know, I've been here this long, I ain't about to leave. Now, if you're like, looking forward to retirement, you're close to it, go ahead. But, you know, that'll give you time to do your passion and hopefully make income out of it. But if you can use that passion to, you know, to better the way you look at things,
mm-hmm.
as a, you know, well, let me do something I'm passionate about because I don't like this. But, no, yeah, if you want to hop around, if you can, do it.
Yeah, I agree. Listen. I mean, I really can't talk. Even though I've been in the same career field, the chick got to hop because I'm always assigned to do something else. So, you know, yeah. So thank y'all for y'all's questions.
Yeah,
we appreciate them.
Absolutely. That's different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a comment of the week that we do. Not the questions that you just put in that's different from Take Our Advice. Angel, what's comment of the week?
Comment of the week. This is comment of the week is where we pull an audience comment from either our previous episode or from our social media. You can follow us at Is This Going to Cause an Argument on Instagram. And we also post some of our podcast snippets on our personal IG and TikTok accounts, Tank Don't Talk, Angel, That Chick Angel TV, and then Marcus Ain't on the Gram and That Chick Angel. So this is from last week's episode, Bubble Wrapped Generation. It is from Fancy 6143. She says, this is going to be my first Mother's Day without Mama. I used to love to get her a cute outfit for Mother's Day. My sisters and I went to NASA in Houston last October. It was dope. I really wish they would have had a display about Hidden Figures. Those beautiful, amazing black human computers. First of all, Fancy, our heart goes out to you. I hope that your Mother's Day, you feel your mother's love on that day, and that you are filled with all the wonderful memories you have of her. And also, we are just truly grateful that you would share with us and that you left a comment. We appreciate the engagement.
Absolutely.
So please make sure you all comment on all of our content so that we can make you our audience comment of the week.
Absolutely. Go out and let them know where they can find you.
You can find me at That's Your Angel across all platforms. You can find me on tour this summer with my fine ass husband on the Is This Gonna Cause an Argument tour starting June 11th, kickoff date, Hollywood, California. Be there or be square. Tickets will be on sale soon.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus A. on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus A. on the Book, and TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body builder called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com. Check out both scented and unscented. Got some other things coming up with that too.
Queen.
And Queen Shit is coming up eventually. Yeah.
And you can watch Let Us Tell It on Tanksley TV.
Yeah, Tanksley TV. You can also go over there and watch Tasting with Tank. Had an episode that went up today or Monday, if you're seeing this at a different date.
Yeah,
so that's going good. That's been fun. What else?
I think that's it. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play so people can find us. Thank y'all who be listening. Mm-hmm. Listen, we thought only people watch.
Them listens be listening. You understand
Thank
me?
Thank y'all. Thank you. We appreciate y'all. And we hope that we see ya when we get on tour. And, oh, yeah, watch me on HBO.
Black Lady Sketch Show. Absolutely. Until next time, we'll holler back at y'all, fam.
Bye.